course, for federal delegates in New York, we have about 97, which is a pretty strong showing just based on the state's population. And it's a mixture of county party officials, elected officials, and just average citizens who have been active in the Republican Party over the years, as well as some of the party's top donors, not just on the state level, but nationally. Of course, people are very aware of New York's status as the financial capital of the world. So the delegation was surprised Wednesday morning by a visit from House Speaker John Boehner. On Thursday morning, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, came to give a speech and rally the faithful. Of course, these delegates are people who pushed Rudy Giuliani to several terms as the mayor of New York City. And so the delegates here have, in addition to listening to the national speeches, have been able to get their fair share of a more localized politics.
I've seen Alphonse D'Amato there. You mentioned Rudolph Giuliani. What other well-known New York Republicans have been seen in Tampa?
Well, Governor George Pataki also came. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, who is the currently the highest-ranking elected Republican in the state of New York, spoke, as well as, I said, several officials. There are some congressional figures here, Congressman Bob Turner and Congressman Peter King, both from downstate areas. And several members of the state Senate. And the people here know that New York is probably not going to be in the column for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan in this election cycle. Their focus is a little bit further down the ballot on keeping Republican control of the state Senate and on making sure that some of the 6 seats the GOP netted in Congress from the state of New York in the 2010 election stay in the GOP column in this election cycle, making sure that even if Obama carries New York as is expected, that his coattails don't wash away Republican gains lower on the ticket.
As the Republicans are meeting in Tampa back in Albany, there are some Democrats involved in some growing controversies. Assemblyman Vito Lopez, the sexual harassment allegations against him. Senator Huntley has been indicted. And now Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver under increasing fire for the payment of taxpayer dollars to settle those allegations against Assemblyman Lopez. What are the Republicans in Tampa saying about the Democrats in Albany?
They have an eye on it. They're watching it, and with each day's news, they seem to think there's more and more of a larger stink involved. Republican State Chairman Ed Cox has called for an independent investigation, not just of Mr. Lopez, who was accused of sexual harassment by several women, but also of Speaker Silver, who authorized the $103,000 payout in relation to accusations brought against different women than those who were found to have a substantiated case by the Assembly's Ethics Committee. Certainly it'll be interesting. I'll be in Charlotte next week for the Democratic National Convention, where Speaker Silver is expected to be one of the leaders of the delegation, of course, because Governor Cuomo will not be attending until the last day of the Republican convention. It'll be interesting to see whether scandal or the scrutiny that Silver is certain to draw, how it colors New Yorkers' experience at that convention. But for now, Republicans, I think, are realizing they may have found an issue that can help them make hay, and we'll be hearing more about it in weeks and months ahead.
Congressman Ryan, Condoleezza Rice have given speeches, Mrs. Romney, and, of course, Chris Christie. Among those speeches, which of them lit the biggest fire for the New York Republicans, do you think?
The people I spoke to said that they thought Ann Romney did a wonderful job humanizing Governor Romney, the party's presidential nominee, telling the story about him as a man, and focusing a little less on the policies that we've heard so much about. And telling more of his personal story, that really resonated with several delegates. One, Assemblyman George Amador from Rotterdam, told me that he was one of 5 sons, and when he heard Mrs. Romney describing what it was like raising 5 boys, it really struck a chord with him. Other people pointed to Congressman Ryan's speech on Wednesday night as another high point. Congressman Ryan has, of course, been a controversial figure for his proposals to restructure the Medicare program. But the delegates here think that he's full of energy. They think that he is a very, very, very articulate messenger. And several people have said that they're looking forward to the vice presidential debate where Congressman Ryan will stack up against Vice President Biden.